Well, things that we saw that were a problem that really needs to be addressed before the November election. The main thing was confusion as to the what kinds of documentation are acceptable, what kinds of documents are acceptable for proof of residence. To the point where we found that in, for instance, at one polling place in Waukesha County, an oil change receipt was acceptable, whereas in another polling place in Dane County, a man who came in with a valid driver's license with his current address on it, for some reason that was not accepted as proof of residence, and he needed to provide another document. So that has to be made consistent. There are rules for that, or it's in the new law, what's acceptable and what isn't, and that has to be made consistent around the state. Another problem that we saw was that under the new law, corroboration cannot be used for proof of residence. Used to be that I could go in with, say, I have a new 18-year-old son or daughter who wants to vote, and my kid doesn't have any kind of proof of residence. I could go in and say, I know him. He's my son, and he lives with me and is eligible to vote in this district. That's particularly a problem for young voters and for students who move frequently and who don't get printed proof of residence in their bills or on their lease. They may be sharing an apartment with several people. And then finally, we saw that there were some election observers who were very aggressive. They were not following the Government Accountability Board election observer rules. They were intimidating election workers and voters. And they were speaking to voters. It should be that they only speak to the chief inspector. And they were disrupting the voting process. So those were some of the major things we found.